119 years ago, April 21, 1898, the Spanish-American War began. What makes this war unique in American history is that it can be traced directly back to the newspaper and circulation wars between Joseph Pulitzer and William Randolph Hearst. In fact, so involved were newspapers in the conflict, it has sometimes, with good reason, been called the Correspondence War. In many ways, the war was brought about by two colossal Americans on a collision course. It was brought about by the sparks given off by two oversized egos holding forth at center stage in American life. Beginning in the late 19th century, William Randolph Hearst transformed newspaper publishing. A man who adored sensation, he knew the power of lurid details, of photography and drawings, and if need be, manipulation. When his artist and correspondent Frederick Remington arrived in Cuba in 1897 to cover an anticipated Spanish-American conflict, only to find there was no war, Remington cabled Hearst for permission to come home. Hearst reportedly cabled back, "You provide the pictures, I'll provide the war." Another character at the heart of the war was Richard Harding Davis. Davis allegedly rescued a young woman, Evangeline Cisneros, from the clutches of an evil Spanish official. It was later revealed that Davis and Cisneros were more than just casual friends, and the rescue was, in fact, a case of the two of them running off together from the young lady's husband. So, the next time you see a network correspondent decked out in flak jacket and helmet, reporting from some hotel rooftop in the middle of nowhere, remember, reporters were doing the same thing more than 100 years ago, and they were doing it without the benefit of air conditioning, satellites, and makeup. I'm Larry Burris.